Welcome to the Marriage Prep Podcast. I'm Nathan Hooper.
And I'm Allie Hooper. In this podcast, we will give you all the resources that you need to go from dating or engaged to creating a lasting marriage that will bring you more happiness than you ever thought possible.
Here, we're going to interview experts and discuss important topics like how to know if your partner is right for you. We will provide you guys a list of questions and conversations that you need to be having to make sure you're both ready for marriage and on the same page.
We will even dive deep into topics like sexual intimacy, finances, how to have a fair fight, and a whole lot more to make sure you can step up to that altar with complete confidence.
So subscribe now and make sure you guys don't miss any episodes, and we'll see you in there. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Marriage Prep Podcast. This is episode 10. We've made it 10 episodes in. And this episode is a great one. We got a great topic for you guys. We are talking about religion, specifically religion and spirituality, and what that's going to do for you guys in your marriage, how we feel like that's going to benefit you. Maybe an overlooked topic, but one we're really excited to dive into and kind of share some more of our experiences and some experiences from others as well.
Yes, definitely. So to give you an idea of what to expect in this episode, we've kind of broken it into three parts. We're first going to start by talking about why religion is important, why it'll help you have a successful marriage. Part two, how religion will benefit your marriage. And then part three, we'll be just talking about what you can do, different things you can do to strengthen your marriage and utilize religion as the tool in your marriage to grow together.
Yep. So it's going to be a great episode, guys. Stay tuned for that. Obviously, Allie and I are religious ourselves, members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but this episode isn't specific to any one religion. We're kind of dialing into all religions, saying that any religion that you're attending, as long as there's value, there's a benefit, and you're talking about great principles, great life principles, it's going to benefit your marriage.
Right.
So we're not saying you have to be Christian, you have to be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ, Latter-day Saints to benefit for your marriage with religion. No, all religions can benefit your marriage greatly. And that's kind of what we want to dive into.
Definitely.
And that's how that's going to help you.
For sure. So for the first part, we're going to be talking about some statistics that we found. So like we said, why is religion important? So there's a lot of research that we were able to find on Maripedia.org.
Yeah.
So Nathan's going to share a few quotes with us that kind of explain just what, like, the some of those benefits
exactly
that we've seen.
So this website Maripedia is actually really cool because they have done tons of research. They have a ton of different studies from professors all over the United States, really detailed, really like data analysis, statistics, just talking about marriage. And one of the things they really dove into was marriage and religion. And I'm going to read a couple of things here, so bear with me, but it's really interesting. First, they said that numerous sociological studies have shown that valuing religion and regularly practicing it are associated with greater marital stability, higher levels of marital satisfaction, and an increased inclination to marry. And this part's really interesting too. They said religious attendance is the most important predictor of marital stability. So just saying like going to church regularly is going to help you to have a more stable marriage than anything else you can do. Which is really interesting.
And like you said, I like that it doesn't say going to a Catholic church or going to like any, it doesn't specify what religion that is. Just going to a church stabilizes your marriage.
Absolutely. And earlier it talks about too how the people who go to church regularly, they're active in their communities, active in their churches, they have greater marital stability. Like we talked about, they have higher levels of marital satisfaction. So they're overall happier with their marriages and they have an increased inclination to marry, which is great for society. More people getting married, happier, healthier families. That's obviously a wonderful thing for society in general.
Yeah, I think that's so interesting. And I think, and we might be talking about this in later statistics, but I think it's important to note that I think if you have the same religion that you're going to and that you're attending, you're able to really talk about that faith and about, like, you just have that in common. And I think that opens up opportunities for vulnerability and closeness and intimacy. And
we will talk about it a little more too. And it goes on to say that marriages with where the couples are active in their religion, they're more likely to collaborate. They have greater marital adjustment. They're more resilient. They perceive more benefits from marriage. So they see more value in marriage as a whole. They're less likely to use aggression. They're less likely to come to a stalemate in their arguments. They're more productive with their fighting and with their disagreements. So just so many great benefits of just being part of a religion, being part of a community that's going to help your marriage to grow and to function and to progress together.
Definitely. I think just thinking logically about why that might be, for me, one thing that religion has taught me is to have a desire to constantly improve myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a Christian, we follow Christ and we view him as a perfect example for us, right?
Yeah.
He He was patient. He was humble. He was all the things that we should strive to be.
Totally.
He was a peacemaker, so many things. And so in a marriage, if I'm, well, I guess just in my life in general, if I'm trying to improve myself and I'm humble enough to recognize when I'm wrong, those are qualities that are really important in life and that are really helpful, but they're very important in a marriage because I think a lot of times one of the biggest reasons that you get in a fight or one of the biggest downfalls in marriages would be pride and not being willing to recognize when you're wrong. And so I think that's just like one reason that I'm seeing that like that I've seen in my life is for as to why having a, or I guess just thinking logically about why that might be, why marriages are more stable, more successful and happier and healthier.
Yeah, totally.
I think just the act of being in a religion teaches you a lot for that you can apply to marriage.
And something I'll add on to that too, I really like that, is that it kind of gives marriages like a norm or a standard to live by. So if you're in, if you're part of a religion, you know, like adultery is no good. You know, it's, that's not a good thing for your marriage. It's not going to help you guys. And that's a standard. Like that's a commandment. We're not going to have adultery. There's so many different things like that. We're going to be honest with each other. We're going to love each other. We're going to respect each other. And that is just a standard that's based into our lives because we grew up in like a religious homes. And so that's just kind of how we're going to treat each other versus people who didn't grow up with that religion, with that standard, that basis, that might not be like the way they live their lives. So they're more susceptible to falling into those pitfalls, those mistakes that the Lord has kind of outlined for us and giving us that guidance to avoid those things so we can have happier and more successful marriages.
I totally agree with that.
And the article keeps going on. It talks about how religious marriages with religion in them, their faith helped them deal with more difficult times. There was more moral guidance in making decisions, dealing with conflict, encouraging them to maintain the commitment to their marriage, just like we talked about with adultery, because they had their religion, they had their faith in their marriage, they were able to avoid though falling into those pitfalls. And it also says here a statistic that 60% who attended religious services at least monthly perceived their marriages as very satisfactory, compared with 43% of those who attended religious services less often. So 17% more people saw their marriage as very satisfactory compared to those who didn't attend often. So just, I think also going to church improves your mindset, just makes you happier overall, knowing that you're involved in something that's beneficial for you, for your family, for the world.
Isn't that so crazy? Like to me, it blows my mind that there isn't more of a focus like around the world on marriage. If we have these statistics, we have this research, it's crazy to me that more people aren't religious. Because just being religious increases your marital satisfaction. And there's so many people who want that. Yeah. So it's crazy how simple that can be. Obviously, like being a member of a church takes some work and takes some sacrifice. It takes some extra time that you might not want to spare. But the benefits are crazy. Yeah, like that's just
totally worth it.
It's just crazy to me that more people aren't religious. But if you are religious or if you aren't, but you're want like kind of on the fence, I think the data speaks for itself that there are so many benefits to having faith and having a religion.
Yeah, no, for sure. If you want to have a successful marriage, you want to have a successful family, being part of religion, being faithful, being active with your church is really, according to this data and these statistics, only going to help you, right? It's only going to help you in the long run. It's only going to help you to be happier, find more joy and more peace in your life. Totally. They also talked about kind of focusing on divorce now. They say the sociological literature reviews by the late David Larson of Duke University Medical School and his colleagues indicated that religious attendance is the most important predictor of marital stability, which you talked about. So having a stable marriage is directly correlated by having often religious attendance. But they said here that marriage in which both spouses attend religious services frequently are 2.4 times less likely to end in divorce than marriages in which neither spouse worships.
So 2.4
times less likely to end a divorce just by worshiping together, by worshiping the Lord, by being religious and attending.
That's so
actively crazy. Yeah, that's insane.
Oh my gosh. Once again, like it's crazy. That's just very black and white, right? Like those are statistics. That's based on research.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's so many benefits to faith and in your marriage. That's just crazy to me. And if you think logically, like it makes sense,
totally.
But it's crazy.
Well, if you look what's going on in the United States right now, like there is a decline in successful marriages. Like the divorce rate is upwards of 50%. It's pretty crazy. But what's also declining is religious participation. People are less religious or less likely to go to church in most areas of the United States right now.
So we see the truth of that statistic.
We can see that those two things are correlated with people going to church less, not being as active in their religions. What's also suffering is marriages in the United States. Right. And so those two things, we can see there's a direct correlation. The more religious you are, the more excited you are and active you are within your church, generally speaking, the more successful your marriage is going to be as well.
Yeah. So hopefully if you're listening to this, you're starting to see why it's so important. Yes. And if you are religious, pat yourself on the back and be like, okay, sweet. I have that going for me. And if you're not, consider trying out different faiths. And like we said, if you're not member of a certain church, it's more about, I think, making those sacrifices, going to a church, having that thing in common, being able to share that. There are just so many benefits.
Right. Trying to create some relationship with God, the God that you worship.
Right.
Having that spirituality in your life.
Higher power and having
faith.
Yeah.
Exactly. Finding a community where you can work together, where you can learn together, progress together. Those things are what's going to really benefit your marriage and it's going to provide a lot of value in your life.
Yeah, definitely.
The last thing they said here, Ali touched on this a little earlier, is where the partner is going to the same church, being part of the same religion, which is very important. It says, the likelihood of divorce is even further reduced when husbands and wives share the same religious commitment. Such couples report having greater sense of well-being, more satisfaction with their marital relationships, and they are less likely to commit acts of domestic violence, which is great. No one wants domestic violence. But they also say here, a study of couples with divergent theological views or different religious beliefs showed that they were more likely to argue, especially about financial matters. Intermarriage across major faith groups is also linked with greater marital instability. So versus, being together of the same religion, that's correlated with marriage stability and happiness. Different religions can be really correlated with more marriage instability.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's crazy. I've definitely seen that to be true though. So Nathan and I have been married for 2 years now, over 2 years. But when I was in my freshman year at college, this was 2015, 2016, a while back, I kind of had two semi-serious relationships. One was with someone who was a member of my church. And then the other one was with someone who was definitely not a member of my church. He was religious. So that we had that going for us. We were both very religious, but he was a member of a totally different church that I didn't really know anything about.
Mm-hmm.
And so that first relationship I had, things were good, but really one of the main things we had in common was our faith. So we could talk about that, but I will say, I think his commitment to the church at the time was stronger than mine was. And we had maybe had some differences in our views, but overall we had that going for us. We were able to share that one thing that was really important to us. So it was good, but we didn't have a ton of other things in common, a ton of other similar hobbies. And then the other person I dated who wasn't a member of the church, we had a lot of fun together and we were more similar and probably we laughed more and just we were more compatible. But because we had that discrepancy between our faiths, anytime religion was brought up, we talk about it for a minute and we had such different opinions. And I think both of us really we cared about each other. So because we cared about our religion, we wanted the other person to side with us. Mm-hmm. Right. And so it did definitely cause these little arguments, even though we really never fought other than when religion was brought up, but religion was a huge, started becoming a really big part of me and it was a really big part of him. And we weren't able to share that. And so there was this inability to progress and inability to become intimate in our views on what happens after we die. There just wasn't it was crazy. We were compatible, but not in a way that was really, really important. And so I saw that the importance of that. And I just wanted I guess, I don't know if the testify is the right word or just share my experience that my relationship with Nathan, we have a lot in common and we're compatible and we have our faith in common. That's it's just a game changer.
Absolutely. So. And this isn't to say that if you're dating someone or you're married to someone who has different religious views, you guys are doomed. No, you can still make it work. But according to the statistics, to have the best, most successful, most stable marriage, it's going to be better if you both have religious views. You both have the same religious foundation.
Yeah.
Especially if someone is a really devout member of their church. They're really religious. Yeah. And you're also dating someone who's really religious in their church. You're naturally going to butt heads because you have different religious beliefs.
I know we did. Yeah.
So if you're both devout, if you're a devout member, a believer, find someone else who's a devout believer of your own church. That's going to be so much better for you. Because if you don't, you're going to butt heads. You're not going to agree on some of the most important things in your life. Because if you are religious, that should be a major, major part of your life. That's a foundation of your life that you're going to build on. And so you want to find people who have that same foundation. Yeah.
I think about relationships in the sense that, so there's foundational, really core important things to every relationship that kind of you have to have in common, right? You have to be on the same page in that your commitment to each other is similar. You have to probably maybe coming from maybe similar backgrounds or similar enough that are compatible to an extent. And then I think religion could be grouped into that. And then if you kind of go further out, similar hobbies are good. Similar interests are good. They're important. But I think like religion is one of those like core things that's just really going to help you if you guys have that in common. And it's something that can provide a really good foundation. Right. And we'll talk more later about when we talk about like what you can do to strengthen your marriage and how religion benefits marriage. But I just think it's one of those core things that is really, I think, important and helpful if you have that in common.
Yeah. So it's just so important to be able to connect on that deeper, more foundational level, which is religion, if you're growing up a religious person. And like we talked about, being religious is going to help your marriage, and it's going to help you even more if you can find that person who's also religious within the same religion. That's going to be your win-win best case scenario. You can make it work if not, that's fine. Maybe you can make it work if you're not religious. You can make it work if you marry someone else who's not religious or not part of your religion. Those things you can make work. But for the best case scenario, be religious and find someone else who's religious.
If you have the choice, definitely.
Yeah, that's going to be...
Strive for that.
Yeah. If you want to have, according to the statistics, according to the data, in order to have the best results for your marriage, be religious, find someone else who's part of your same religion, who's also religious.
Definitely. Cool. So...
Yeah, and that level... I mean, that part was a little bit statistic heavy, a little reading heavy, so we apologize for that. But these next two ones are going to be a little bit better, kind of Allie and I sharing our experiences. Yes. Talking about some different things that we can do. Next, we want to talk about how religion benefits marriages. Kind of like what parts of religion are actually going to benefit marriage? Why is it that religion does benefit marriage?
Yeah, for sure. So the first thing we kind of came up with for how a religion might benefit your marriage is you're spending time doing something together that you're doing something that's important to both of you. Mm-hmm. So, and that goes for a lot of things. There's lots of things that might be important to you, but doing anything that's important to both of you, doing that together will bond you and strengthen your relationship.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. I mean, like this goes without saying, but if you want to find those things that you're similar to, like if Allie and I love to watch a specific TV show, like right now we're watching Survivor, you know, and we enjoy watching that. We want to find those things that we can connect on. So whether it's sports, whether it's watching a TV show, listening to the same music, whatever, adding church in that mix, so it's something that's so important and so deep and meaningful, that's going to only benefit your marriage so much. You know what
I'm
saying?
Right, definitely. And like Nathan and I, for example, we don't have like a ton of necessarily like our favorite hobbies that align. Like we like watching Survivor, but like Nathan really likes basketball and I don't know much about basketball. I love shopping or I love like more, I don't know, quote unquote girly things, right? Like, and Nathan's not like so stoked about that. I like art and I don't think he would love to just sit down and paint.
Right.
But we have religion in common. And so going and doing fun things for church or reading our scriptures together or having like deep discussions about that is something that's built in that we have in common. And it also happens to be one of the things that's most important to both of us. Absolutely. And so it's cool to have that in common and be able to bond over that.
Totally. Totally. I love that. The next one we talked about, Allie kind of mentioned it, having those deep discussions, like being willing to be vulnerable, share your thoughts and feelings about spiritual things, about what you've been learning, what you've been studying in the scriptures or in the sacred text, what you've been learning in church. Being able to have those discussions is going to be so helpful for you guys. If we consider a relationship where the two are not, or one partner is religious, the other partner is not, or they're of different religions, you can't have those conversations. They're going to be so unifying, so meaningful, so spiritual, where God can really touch you and teach both of you. Those are not really going to be as common as they are when you are both of the same religion. You can kind of talk openly about what you're learning and what you're thinking and that kind of
thing. Totally. Totally. I totally agree. Another thing that I think is really important is, if you think about your relationship as like this triangle, right?
Yeah.
And in the triangle, the base of the triangle is the couple. And so maybe the husband or wife is on the left and vice versa on the right. So husband on the left, wife is on the right. And then the Heavenly Father or the Lord is at the top. God is at the top. And as the base moves closer to the top, the couple grows closer together in addition to growing closer to Heavenly Father or to the Lord. So as you move individually, like let's say that we read our scriptures or do things that bring us closer to the Lord, as we draw closer to Him, we draw closer to each other. So, and interestingly enough, if you think about if you start at this base level and one of you is getting really close to the Lord and the other one isn't, you're actually distancing yourself. So as you both grow closer to the Lord, you're going closer to each other. And part of that, I think, is because it's what Heavenly Father wants for us. Yeah. He wants us to be religious and He wants us to be close to Him, but He also wants us to have a good marriage. But I think also as you are religious, you're gonna learn a lot of things and become like a different, better version of yourself that will help you to benefit your marriage. So patience and like humility, different attributes that you might learn or strive towards if you are a member of a church. Those are things that'll benefit your marriage as well.
Absolutely. And I think the Lord, when he sees that we're putting forth effort to get closer to him, to get closer to each other, to improve our marriages, he's going to bless us. He's going to take care of us.
Yeah.
We believe he's a loving heavenly father that wants the best for us. So that's what he's going to do. He's going to make that possible. He's going to bless us and help us along the way.
Definitely.
And so that's going to help to strengthen your marriage as well.
Totally. I totally agree. So the next topic that we want to talk about within how religion benefits marriage is you're blessed by the relationships that you create at church. So friendships that you make, the leaders that you have, like those spiritual leaders that you might have, those relationships will bless you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to add to that, they become like a resource for you.
Absolutely.
And so as a couple and as individuals, the more relationships you have, you'll be blessed for that.
Yeah. Just being able to make friends with those people who are going to church who are similar to you. It's going to help you to be more motivated to go to church, to connect with them. It's going to help you to find people who are similar to you, have similar beliefs. That's going to help strengthen your marriage as well and help you to be overall more happy at church and within your lives.
Definitely. Just to share like a personal example of that, Nathan and I are really lucky. We live in an awesome ward in South Jordan. Ward is like a term for like a group and so we live in this awesome, our congregation, I guess you could call it, is there's actually a lot of people who live in basements just like us. So there's young couples, married couples, and so we've been able to get together with them, maybe doing game nights or different things. And then we have these like awesome friends who go to church with us, and we can also hang out with them outside of church. Mm-hmm. And we have our religion in common, but we also have lots of other things in common with them.
Yeah.
And so that's been a really awesome thing for Nathan and I, where religion brought us these friends that we wouldn't have met otherwise.
Totally.
And going to church introduced us to them. But now we have this fun thing that we can do together. We have date nights with them and do different things with them. That is a fun way to be with other people who are like-minded and similar in their faith.
And I think just being part of a community, being part of a congregation, you can find people who you look up to, other couples that you want to emulate and learn more about. You can find so many different resources within a group of people that you're not going to find otherwise. So just being part of a community is so helpful. Like we talked about earlier, having those spiritual leaders as well. In our wards and members of Church of Jesus Christ, we have bishops, and being able to meet with a bishop and kind of straighten things out or whatever, just having that spiritual guide or that resource for you in your life is so beneficial for your marriage. Knowing that if you guys have issues or if there's something you need spiritually, you can turn to these people who are there, they're dedicated servants of the Lord who want to help you, who have your best interests in mind, and just having those resources around you is going to be so, so beneficial for you.
Totally. I love that. So the next topic we want to talk about. So a lot of times different churches might have programs that benefit married couples or provide you both with opportunities to serve and grow together. So that's an awesome resource that you can use depending on which church you go to. There's tons of different programs and resources that might help you guys serve or grow together. So in our church, we have a lot of opportunities to minister to people. We all volunteer. We're not paid, but we volunteer to, like, we all take turns being leaders of different things. So right now I help out with the youth, the girls, ages like 12 to 15. And that's been really fun for me. Nathan's had opportunities to work with the youth, like the boys group as well. And we've had tons of different opportunities to just serve. And I think that service is always a good thing.
Yeah, totally.
In your marriage and in your personal life. And it just brings you that happy boost, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just an exciting thing to be able to do.
Yeah.
And as you practice serving other people, you'll kind of get used to that and then be able to more easily serve your partner as well, which is always a benefit.
Totally. So. Yeah. It lets you get outside of yourself. And also a lot of congregations and churches, they'll have different like marriage classes or marriage workshops or marriage groups or that kind of a thing to make sure to help strengthen those marriages, marriage preparation classes or whatever it may be. So check around your church to see if you guys have any classes like that, but those can be beneficial as well.
Yeah, we went to like a Sunday school class every Sunday before when we were engaged at our ward, and that was really helpful for us to just be able to like talk about things and think about things similar to our experiences with our pre-marriage therapist and stuff, but that's a really awesome resource.
Yeah, totally. Next one is one we kind of hit on before, but you just, within church, you learn so many valuable things. Well, you learn patience, humility, love, charity, all these other, how to serve people, how to be honest. You learn so many different wonderful, wonderful characteristics that you can then apply within your marriages to help you to both to be better people, to have a stronger marriage as you're applying these principles of life that are going to be just so impactful for you.
Yeah. And I would just add to that, I think having something to believe in that's like bigger than yourself brings a sense of like peace and assurance to your life. So So for me, I think about how hard life would be if I didn't like have a concept of where I came from. And we have this, if you're part of our church, you know about this. If you're not, I won't go too much into details, but we have this sense or this idea of where we came from, that we existed before, and that once we die, that's not the end. And and that we will live forever. And especially something that I love is that I'll be able to be with Nathan forever. We're basically promised that if we get married in the temple and we live a good life, that we'll be able to be together forever. So death isn't as scary. I just have this peace about life. Yeah. And even when things get tough, I just know that I'm learning and I'm growing and I'm going to be able to take those experiences with me and the knowledge that I learn with me. And so it brings this sense of peace, a sense of assurance. And also, I think thinking about the fact that my marriage to Nathan is going to last forever, it makes me want to strengthen it that much more. Yeah. So there's so many benefits to the things that you learn at church. Absolutely. And it just helps you to be a more grounded person, which allows you to be a better spouse.
Yeah, no, for sure. I really like that. It helps you have a long-term perspective on where you're going, on what's going on, so that you know that those little hiccups, those little bumps in the road in the moment are not the end of the world. You're able to kind of see that everything in life has a purpose. You know that this bad thing that happened today, or this bad thing that's going to happen in a week or whatever, it has a purpose, and it's going to help you to push you forward, help you to move on, help you to grow together. And so just having that mindset is so valuable. And that's something that we learn in church.
Totally. And our last point kind of backpacks onto that, but basically church provides us with this opportunity to progress and to grow, which makes us happy. It fulfills us, and it fulfills us in our marriage. So as we continue to grow ourselves, we grow in our ability to be there for our partner and to just be a better person.
For sure.
Which obviously is going to help your marriage as well.
Yeah, no, I just think that humans inherently have a desire to grow, to progress, to develop. And then when you do that, you feel fulfilled, you feel satisfied, you're happier. Totally. And that church just kind of is that built-in place that you can go to work on yourself, work on the issues that you have, repent, all these different things is just a built-in avenue for that. And you're around other people who are doing the same thing. So, you know, what's wrong about that? It's going to help you so much.
It's that like spiritual improvement hospital type situation. Yeah, exactly. Right? It's this awesome place to go to get better. So I love that. So that kind of, that wraps up, I guess, part two of how religion benefits marriage. So we want to end on talking about what things that you can do to strengthen your marriage through your religion.
Yeah. So the first one we've talked about, obviously this goes back to the first point, is attend the services and just to be active with your church. Go when you can. Obviously we know that you can't make it every week. You can't make it to every single activity. That's totally understandable. But when you have the ability to go, be active, be present, be there. That's going to help you so much. Like we talk about in the stats, how big of a difference it makes with marital stability when you are attending church actively.
Yeah, definitely. I was going to say as you slowly start not attending certain things, if you start not going to church, eventually you could become inactive is one word that you might use for it, or you might stop going to church altogether and then you miss out on these awesome benefits we talked about at the beginning. So
yeah, absolutely.
Definitely try to remain.
And I think that's a little bit of a slippery slope where you just think, I don't want to go today or whatever. And you kind of let that start being a habit, and some other things like prayer or service start to fade as well. Then you end up and you realize it's been a year and you haven't been to church, and maybe your marriage is starting to suffer a little bit as well because of it. You know, it's just those different things that when you are aligned with God, you are aligned spiritually, the rest of your life is going to line up as well. When you put God first, that's a scripture that I love, is that he says, seek me first and all these things shall be added unto you. If you put God first in your life, you make the time to make him a priority on Sundays, to go to church when you can, read your scriptures, be active in the gospel, he's going to bless every other aspect of your life so much, and your marriage is going to benefit because of that as well.
Right. I totally agree. The next point we want to talk about is just the importance of being vulnerable, talking together about your thoughts and your feelings about what you're learning about in church. I think this is hard when you're dating because it is this vulnerable conversation. Mm-hmm. And we've talked a lot about this, but being vulnerable is scary. It's hard. And you don't know, like some people, I think there's this weird stigma, like I don't want to be that weird person who's just like preaching and talking about all the things they learn at church and whatever. But it is amazing how much you can learn about each other and how much you can grow to love each other as you share the things that you're learning and as you just support each other. And hey, like I learned this at church, or I've been studying about this. Like, what do you think about that? And backpacking off of each other and helping each other and learning from each other. It's just such an amazing, amazing thing. And I think it's an awesome way to grow together as a couple.
Yeah. No, I think it's so unifying to just be able to talk about these things, talk about these things that are so deep and meaningful to you. Those are your beliefs. Like those are your core standards. Just like opening up your soul to another person is so unifying. especially when they accept it and they receive it and then they open up their soul to you. Like those would be some very deep and personal and intimate moments you're going to have with your partner as you share about your beliefs and what you've been learning and what stands out to you and what you want to improve on and those different things. And being willing and open to open about up about that is going to, it's just going to be a huge blessing for you.
Right. I think it allows you to trust your partner more. It allows you to love them more and see the good in them. So there's just so many benefits to
that. As well as deepen your own understanding of spiritual, spiritual things and about the gospel, just as you talk about and share and you share your beliefs, you testify what you believe, what you know.
I think it goes back to that triangle we talked about. As you share with each other about and help each other get closer to God, you're getting closer to each other as well.
No, absolutely. So
it's a cool triangle to think about. The next point would be just to pray together.
Yeah.
So I think that's super important. We definitely could work on this right now in our life, but when we were dating and when we were first married, especially, we were really good at praying together. I think it's, once again, something that's really unifying and really important.
It's so powerful. And I was reading another article. This is a different one from the Meripedia one, but he talked about that praying together was probably the most important thing that couples could do to strengthen themselves as a couple and to give themselves the best chance of having the strongest marriage was praying together, which is really cool. And like Ali said, we're struggling this one a little bit. We probably pray two or three times together a week, which we can do better at that. But whenever we do pray together, it is always powerful. We always end up praying for each other and we're just talking about the honest thoughts of our heart and it ends up being a really powerful moment. So praying together, get down on your knees, pray before you eat, whatever. Just pray as often as you can. So,
it's a really good way to bring God into your relationship. That's especially like Nathan said, if you get in the habit of maybe you pray before you go to bed, you pray before you eat, whatever it might be, and just pray out loud together. It's a great way to it's kind of built in to bring God into your relationship on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
So
next one is we kind of hit on this one, but it's to serve others, to be a part of that community, to serve as often as you can. Whenever Ali and I have a chance to go out and serve, I love to see Ali just getting involved, serving other people because she's so loving and so kind. I love to see that. And it just grows the love I have for her, seeing her just helping so many people, just being a light to the others. It really helps me to feel love for her and just getting out there, helping other people. Like Ali said earlier, it's going to help you in turn to serve your partner more lovingly, more fully,
definitely,
just being more present.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think a lot of churches teach the importance of service. And so yeah, I think as we serve each other, but more importantly, as we serve our communities. And then I would add to that, try to find ways to make service for your partner easier. So an example would be if I know that Nathan has an opportunity to go and help out with something at church, I'll be like, okay, what do you need for me to make sure that you can get there and make sure that you can help out, whatever,
so supporting them.
Support them in their service. And that's a great way to bond together and support each other. But also, like you said, there's benefits as well. If you see your partner serving, you just grow in love for them.
Absolutely. And Ali right now, she talked about a little earlier, she's in a position right now where she gets to serve and teach these young women. And so I love to be able to help her plan out her lesson sometimes or hear how it went and get her feedback on what she thought she did well. And just kind of being there to support her and help her in her calling and her service opportunity to make sure that we both get the most value from that we can.
Totally. So our last little bullet for this section would be to work on your spirituality individually and then share what you learn with your partner. We kind of talked about this before, but I think it's so important. So just continue working on it yourself, working on your own faith and growing in your faith, growing as a stronger member of whatever church you choose or that you are currently a part of, and share what you're learning and discuss that. And then also as the partner who's listening, right? Try to guide and help your partner as well. So kind of make it a two-way street.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the day, when it comes to spirituality, when it comes to religion, that is an individual thing. As much as you love a person, you can't force them to accept Jesus Christ. You can't force them to go to church. You can't force them to read the scriptures. You just can't. You can influence them. You can invite them. You can ask them to. You can show them what you've done. But at the end of the day, you can't force them to. So just being that person who works on themselves spiritually, who seeks to have that personal relationship with God, who always gives a good example, or maybe not always, but does their best to always provide a good example to their spouse, is going to be a great thing. That at least they can see that this is something that's important to you, and hopefully they will then be inspired if they're not already at that place. But just making sure that you are focused on yourself as well, focused on getting as close to Savior, as close to the Lord as you can, that's going to help your marriage so you guys both can strengthen together. Like we said in that triangle, you want to both be moving towards God. Not one of you moving towards God and the other one's not, the other one's staying stagnant. You want to both be working towards God. And that means for yourself, working on yourself, making sure that you are working towards God and working up in that triangle, getting as close to Him as you can.
Totally. And when I see that Nathan is maybe reading his scriptures or praying or doing things that are drawing him closer to, I guess, strengthening his relationship with Heavenly Father, it encourages me to do the same. And then as we both are working on our faith and working on our like ability to be a great member of whatever religion, and for me, as I'm working on just improving my testimony, it improves our ability to be a great partner as well to each other.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no, that's awesome. Well, we hope that you guys have enjoyed this episode. Religion, we know it's maybe a little more of a taboo topic, but we're excited to talk about it, and we hope that you guys have enjoyed. If you guys are not part of a church, check out ours, JesusChristLatterdaySaints.org.
Honestly,
we'll put a link for you just so you can learn more about it. Obviously it's been wonderful for Allie and I. So many different great opportunities. So definitely check that out if you're not part of religion. If you are part of religion that's different than ours, that is awesome too. We still love you no matter what.
Yeah.
And just stay active. Keep being involved in it.
Yeah.
Do all you can, because that's going to help your marriage, going to help your relationship with your partner, help you get the most fulfillment and satisfaction out of it, and to help you to avoid divorce as well.
Right. So we hope you enjoyed this episode. The next couple episodes are actually going to be our first episodes where we bring on guests. Yes. We have an interview style episodes. And so look forward to that. We're really excited.
We're really excited about that. So we're going to have some surprise guests coming on here, some exciting people that we're going to be talking to.
Yes, you won't have to just listen to us.
Yeah, diving deeper to some of these other topics. So yeah, you guys will be hearing a little less from us, but we're excited to bring on some real experts who know a little more than us, who can just kind of expound on these topics that Alan and I have talked about. Mark experience, but they can kind of go into it deeper and just help you to expand your knowledge. And we're really excited about that as well.
Definitely. All right. Thanks so much for listening. And we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Hey, see you guys.
Thanks. Bye.